Christine, Christine, last name Hainfield, Hanefeld, 122. Christine is here today for medical management of high cholesterol, perimenopausal symptoms, and wants to talk about her urinary incontinence. She is 180 pounds, 5'2". She is not really exercising regularly. She states she tries to watch what she eats, but she knows she cheats. She has no muscle cramps, dark molasses urine, no shortness of breath, cough, chest pain, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She admits, next paragraph, she admits she's had some extreme mood swings. They are around the time that she should be having a period. She's not always having periods at this point. She never got the Prozac filled to try to pulse it during her month. She is going to do so. She had quite a big outburst with her daughter. Next paragraph, she wants to go back to the urologist. She apparently saw the urologist and was told to try a pessary. She doesn't want to have surgery. At this point, she states that it's much worse in regards to her incontinence when she coughs, sneezes, stands, runs. So she wants to try that option. Hey, past medical history is reviewed. Hit quick text, insert PE, psych, appropriate affect, very pleasant. Assessment, .OP colon dyslipidemia, .OP colon perimenopausal symptoms, .OP colon urinary incontinence plan. Reviewed laboratories with her. Her LDL is still about 20 points too high. I'd really love for her to implement some cardiovascular activity, 30 to 45 minutes, 4 to 5 days a week. Risk-benefit alternatives of her medications are reviewed. Answers or questions are answered. I'll send her back to the urologist she saw before for a pessary. Return to clinic in 6 months or as needed.